Our Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced today, 1 May, that some of the economic sectors would resume operations on 4 May in his special Labor's Day speech. However, the companies are also subjected to strict conditions and standard operating procedures (SOPs) during operation. Even though some economic sectors and businesses can reopen, this doesn't mean that the public can now go out and resume their daily activities. The National Security Council of Malaysia (MKN) has uploaded a detailed list of activities that are prohibited throughout the Movement Control Order (MCO) as a part of the SOPs for the reopening of economic sectors. Most of these activities involve public areas and interactions with other humans, therefore providing a risky situation. Here's the list of activities that are prohibited and have been underlined in the SOP. 1. Entertainment and leisure activities. This encompasses places like cinemas, theme parks, karaoke spots, museums and busking. 2. Celebrations and gatherings. Religious gatherings in mosques, temples, parades, e.g., Security Forces Anniversary Parade, and Hari Raya celebrations with distant family members, which usually involves traveling, are not allowed. 3. Education. This includes sports activities during school sessions, co-curriculum activities, any forms of school gatherings and any school programs that gathers more than 10 people. 4. Sports. Any form of sport events that involves mass gathering of supporters or spectators, e.g., stadiums, indoor sports including gymnasiums, swimming pool and contact sports such as rugby, wrestling, boxing, football and basketball are not allowed. 5. Social activities. Wedding events, anniversary celebration events or any celebration that requires mass gathering is not allowed. 6. Clothing and accessory stores. Activities such as fitting and trying on clothes is prohibited. 7. Business premises. Business premises such as convenience stores, eateries and other public markets can't have too many customers at a time. Customers are required to practice social distancing with a minimum distance of 1 meter. Ramadan bazaars and Hari Raya bazaars are not allowed to operate. 8. Hair and beauty salons. Hair and beauty salons are also included in the list due to close contact and proximity. The activities listed above are some of the common activities that we come across in our daily lives. Here's the full list of other prohibited activities. Our battle with COVID-19 pandemic is not over yet. Let's continue playing our part by practicing social distancing and frequently washing our hands. Also read, here's everything you need to know about PM Muhyiddin's Labor Day announcement. You have reached the end of this story.